We would be honored if you would join us.
Good job, Bob.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Good morning, X-Wing.
Good morning.
How's this? That's
this is new.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I am Aid.
I'm Gistli. No, that's wrong.
That's just wrong.
So, wow. It's been a while since we last recorded.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, we have had summer leave and just...
Yes.
And those 2 days we were gonna record, we had sun and no rain.
Yeah, it was... Well, yeah, it's been a little bit rainy this season.
Yeah, it's been completely opposite of rest of Europe.
Yeah.
Which has been having just heat...
Heat wave, and we get all the rain.
We get all the rain. Sorry, guys. If you want to trade a little bit, it's
you
okay.
Some,
we don't have that much forest that can burn down, so...
But to be honest, we've only had, like, 2 instances of rain. But in both instances, there's been, like, a month and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
So it rained
exactly.
Once, but
yeah.
It rained consecutive 45 days or something.
It's not raining now, though.
Yeah.
It was raining an hour ago, though.
Yeah, wait a minute. We'll get it again.
All right. We have no guest. No guest.
No. Only the very juicy beer.
Yeah. He's drinking Coors Light, by the way.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah. I bought it specifically for you. But it's okay. It's better than Miller, I think. Anyways, we got an article yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday. We have point costs.
We have point costs.
I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited.
This will be interesting, yes.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing, though, I haven't tried out second edition yet. I haven't put anything on the table.
Me either.
I didn't want to do it because we didn't have point costs. Okay, we can do it now, but okay.
Hmm. I see.
Yeah. Should we start with the point costs, or should we just... Oh, yeah, we have been having tournaments.
We have been having tournaments, yes.
Yeah, it's a charity league, Thule Squadron Charity League.
Yes, very well put together
guess
your truly...
who has won... it's been 5 tournaments.
Five tournaments.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through what kind of...
First one was Wave 1, 2, 3...
Yeah, yeah, very basic, very fun.
Second one was... What was the second one?
I didn't go that one. That's the one I...
No, you didn't go to the first one either. You missed the first one. Yep.
I've been to 4.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Second one, I don't remember what was. The third one...
Was it you had to have an upgrade from the new wave?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Wave 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and the third one was... you won that one. Okay, I was second in the first one. I was second in this... No, I was third in the second one.
Yeah.
And the third one was... What? Let me see. What was the third one?
Man, you're getting old.
Yeah.
You don't remember shit.
What a quality podcast this is.
We're spot on with the timing and got all the information. All our ducks are lined up in order.
Let me see. Okay. I'm finding this out here. Let me see.
you can just taste the Goldie Awards nomination in our
best podcast. No,
best new podcast.
Yeah, right.
No, to be honest, I haven't really been living X-Wing for the last 2 months, like I have been the last year. I've been, you know, kind of just showing up every other league night.
No, okay. Let's be fair. After Worlds, before Worlds, we were practicing, and
yeah,
and wanted to do good.
And yeah, talking about X-Wing daily.
Yeah.
On top of everything.
But then we had 2.0 announcement.
Yeah.
And that we
kind of killed it for me.
Yeah, it did.
Nobody cares about 1.0.
No.
Anything that happens in it. No. But it still, it's
fun. Oh no! Second tournament. That was the cross faction.
Yeah. You had to have one ship of each faction.
Yeah. I was flying Whisper.
Oh, that's right.
With Rourke, Garnet, and
right.
And that stuff.
I don't remember what I brought.
Yeah. Okay. The third tournament was yeah, wave 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth tournament was wave 14, yes.
Yep.
And you were flying. Yeah. In wave 1, 2, 3, you were flying 5 X-Wings.
5 X-Wings.
And wave 14 tournament, you were flying 5 X-Wings, yeah. And we had last Thursday, we had.
What you call it?
Objectives.
Objectives.
Yeah. From the Minox crates and Gold Sweat.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. What were you flying there?
Oh, let me see. I have to think about it. 5 X-Wings?
Yeah.
How? That is the totality of my list-making ideas that I have.
Yeah, but how have you done with the 5 X-Wings? In those 3 tournaments you have competed in with the
5 X-Wings. I won.
Every one of them.
Each and every one of them.
Yeah. I was second in 2 of them.
Yeah.
So only losing against you.
Yeah.
And then last Thursday I was 4th. I lost my second game. I was flying 3 X-Wings. I was flying 3 X-Wings, Ahsoka.
Yep. And the
AP5, yeah. I was trying to do some shenanigans there. It worked fine. I lost against.
Interesting list. I'd like to fly it before.
Yeah, it was really fun to fly. It was really, really fun to fly. It was 3 X-Wings, all with integrated and flight assist. Just rookies.
Yeah.
Integrated flight assist, title, and Renegade refit.
Yeah.
I had AP5 with Operation Specialist and the new thingy. What was it called? You can roll the defense die. Evade, if you get an evade, you lose a target lock from you. Multispectral camouflage.
Yeah, that's right.
And I had Ahsoka Tano with VI and the title. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabine's masterpiece title.
Yep. It's good for.
She could just hang around the objects.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, I was feeling that she was missing a lot of the shots.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I won one game because of her. Because she only cost 19 points. And I won my third game with 40 points against 39.
Nice. Losing the Ahsoka.
Yeah. I killed a really, really heavy backdraft. I was flying against Quick Draw, Backdraft, and Young Steel list. Really fun. Really fun list.
Oh, against
Cindy. Yeah. Yeah, killed Backdraft, and he killed one of my X-Wings and Ahsoka. But everything else was kind of burning down.
Oh, yeah.
And his youngster was burning down as well.
What I like about my 5-5 X-Wing list is that...
You just fly it.
Yeah.
You don't have to fly...
The feel of it is, you know, there are 20-point generics, and they feel like A-Wings to fly. Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Because you have this hyper-maneuverability,
mm-hmm.
and you can get into places that are uncomfortable for your opponent. Like in the back of a BN-12W.
Yeah.
What?
Asshole. Okay. yeah, flying against it, it's really hard. The X-Wings, they go down fast, quite fast.
Sure.
But you rarely manage to kill one of them in a single round of fire. Which means in the late game, you have 5 X-Wings that are all burning in flames,
sure.
but none of them is down. Or maybe
yeah.
one.
Yeah, one or two.
And then it's 20, 40 points or something.
Yeah.
And you have been shooting with all of them.
Oh, yeah. All of them, most of them.
And the flight assist astromech is really nice because after the initial engagement, kind of, you can lose it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, after the initial engagement, if you're not K-turning, if you're going, you know, the long way.
Yeah. Oh, stressing, then it's nice. To
then
have.
It's very nice.
No, but still, it's you don't really have to think about losing that crit. You know, put it under the integrated estimate. You just do it.
Because, sometimes.
Yeah.
I always, when I get a crit, like a damage sentence or something like that, mm-hmm. I just take a second and think about how that ship is going to engage the next 2-3 rounds.
Yeah, okay.
And see if I need turns.
Yeah.
I don't always need turns. If I see that it's obvious that I have to do like a T roll or mm-hmm. Like a K turn and then come mm-hmm. back and do a green, I might just keep the astromech and what the hell with it. Keep the crit. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And just keep the ejection for double damage on the next round or something.
Okay.
It might, because they're generics, you don't really care about anything that happens to them. they will die, and if they're hampered in some way by some crit,
so you have 5 jet porkins on the table.
Basically. They die, and not as much as the other guy, though.
Okay.
I had a blast.
Yeah. And that objective thing.
Yeah.
Well, when you told me you were going to fly those 5 extras, I immediately told you you're going to win the
yeah, you did.
Because that's a really, really strong list in,
yeah, yeah.
in this objective. You have so many guns.
Yeah.
You have so many targets. You have so many spaceships just to
on the table.
Be on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the only list that might be actually better is 5 U-Wings or something. in that kind of tournament.
Yeah.
Except
against the people that take bombs.
Yeah.
Because then it'll hit all of them.
Trajectory and proton bombs do not go well
around
the
name.
Yeah, me too. I lost.
I won.
If I've gone one round fewer or one round more,
yeah.
I would have won. But that, I was ahead of the game the whole time,
yeah.
and it was just that one round that he got ahead of me. But the next round after, I would have killed him.
I did not manage to one round Nim though.
No, but I two rounded Miranda.
In any case, those are some fun, you know, lighthearted
yeah.
tournaments.
It's a charity tournament.
Yeah, and all the proceeds go to a charity.
A charity, yeah.
Which you chose.
Which I chose, yeah. It's a It's a long-term illness. Children's hospital.
Yeah. It's always a good cause.
It's always a good cause, yeah. And we have one more tourney left. And that's going to be basically take that FAQ, any FAQ.
Burn it.
And burn it.
So basically what's written on the card is what's
there. So, yeah. Okay, what's degenerate if everything is like that? Pre-nerf Whisper?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Original Dangaroo? Why not?
Tactician and TLT?
Yeah, Tactician, TLT.
Yeah, I'm going for that.
Sure, Paratani. Wow, Paratani.
Dangaroo.
Yeah, I said Dangaroo.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I really
Old Miranda. I would actually put Ghost Fen there as well.
Yeah, sure.
Holy, oh.
Old,
Ghost Bix, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Old Bix. New Ghost, Old Bix.
Oh, shit.
Is that better than Fen?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either. That's the thing.
Oh. Yeah. I mean,
Triple Jumpmasters.
Whoa, there's something to be had with Fen and Bix and Rex.
Yeah, and just power, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. You mean Fairship Rebels?
Yeah, Fairship Rebels. Cross timeline. I mean, you've never been able to play Fen and Bix together.
No. No.
No. That was not a puzzle that you put together.
That's true.
So,
Fen, Bix, Lorik. And
oh fuck, Lorik!
Van Bix, Lorik, and Captain Rex.
Yeah, that's my list. Oh. Can we bleep all this out? Because I will be playing that next time.
I'm not gonna play you.
Well, then you're not gonna win.
No, because we have 60-minute rounds.
Yeah. All my games might go to final salvo because I won't be able to kill anyone.
This is a charity tournament. Don't do this.
Yeah, sure.
Old Bix, new Fen.
That's nasty. All right.
Hot cop Fen.
Yep. Rex.
Rex.
For one less dice.
Rex is taking one die away. Fen is taking the modifications from maybe another one.
Yeah, and stripping the focus of one.
Yeah.
Lorik is there to draw the fire, maybe, and to use his reinforce to mitigate damage on Bix.
Yeah.
And Bix.
And just in case.
Does Bix things?
Wow.
A moment of silence for all the people not going to the tournament.
You remember how Bix was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to shoot torpedoes at him as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't bypass Bix with torpedoes.
You just have to shoot him now. Fuck you and your munitions.
I'm going to play that list as well.
Ah, me too. Yeah. I'm going to play it better, though.
Kind of. Imagine if we go against each other. It's going to be the most boring fight ever.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, wow.
All right. Next thing on the docket for our show tonight.
Yeah. Spoilers. No spoilers.
Spoilers?
Spoilers? Yeah, though the conversion kits were spoiled more.
Oh, yeah.
And
you're talking about the point cost, right?
No, I'm not talking about point cost.
You mean what was in them?
Yeah, yeah. Both the Imperial and Imperial and Scum. Kids were spoiled, which is kind of cool. Juno Eclipse.
Yeah.
She has a new name. Yep. Called Vet Foslo. I imagine Dame Cromwell not being happy about that.
Is that a typo?
Juno will probably be flying. She'll probably go in a TIE fighter or something. And I'm really, really happy. Pusabak. Yeah. He has the same ability. Oh, yeah. Ooh. And I think TIE Strikers are going to be monsters in 2.0. So I can't wait to fly them.
Yeah. Strap a bomb on there and get flying.
Yeah, I mean, you can have one bomb just because of it.
Why not?
Yeah, but the Strikers, which is cool, because we got the point cost and the upgrade bar. Strikers, let me see, I have it here. Yeah, Pusabak is 44 points, which is 22, which is a little bit more expensive than he was. But he gets an EPT, he gets a gunner slot, and I haven't seen all the gunner cars.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Pusabak.
Here.
Yeah,
He gets a gunner slot?
It's a gunner slot, yeah. And bomb slot.
On a striker?
Yeah, and a modification slot. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So there is something that's called an agile gunner or something. I don't know what it does, though. I haven't seen it. But that's kind of cool.
Agile gunner.
Yeah. And we have Countdown and Duchess and everything there with the same ability. Yeah. You don't like it? You're going to fly Strikers now? Or?
No, I'm just going to go with my two red dye A-wings.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to make you a little bit sad. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to fly 5 X-Wings in 2.0.
That is such a letdown.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Because 5 X-Wings in 2.0 would be overpowered as fuck. Yeah.
Probably would be.
Both the Blue Squadron Escort and the Cavern Angel cost 41.
Oh, yeah. So 20 and a half.
Yeah, 20 and a half.
Right.
Which is fair, I think.
Cavern Angel. Oh, they must have the point reduction upgrade.
1 point.
Wait, is this a hard point?
No, it's a title card thing.
Title card.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's kind of like the First Order symbol or something, but it's a title card. Yeah. You can see it here. It's a T-65 configuration. It's S-foils and pivot wing. Okay. The U-wing and the X-wing.
Why isn't that... Oh, because you have to flip it.
Oh,
that's why it's...
Because you have to flip it.
Still.
Yeah. That's why it's not integrated in the card itself. Yeah. What I like, Vessery.
Why would you like Vessery?
Because he has the same ability. He is a lot more expensive, like the rest of the defenders, but wow, it's gonna be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So so whelming.
88 points
for what?
Vessery.
Yeah, 88. It's
44 points.
Base points. Yeah.
In 1.0 terms.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's three red, three green. They have the title, which gives them the evade.
Yeah.
They get an extra shield and a boost action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three deltas come out and 263 base deltas come out. At 216 points.
You can't have
at 72 apiece.
Yeah.
No upgrades.
Yeah. You can't do three of them. No list. Yeah, but still. Three of them in a list in second edition would be so broken. Would be so broken. The Dryad has kind of the same ability. It just, instead of being able to K-turn green, she K-turns white instead because...
Which is fine.
If she decides to flip around, it's one. It's harder maneuver. So those blue ones, sorry, become white.
Yeah,
but that's okay because I don't think the they don't have any what was it called, linked actions. Defenders only a single action. So
yeah, but they always get the evade.
Yeah, and I think Lone Wolf stealth device. Riot, like Cromwell's Riot in 2.0, it's
Lone Wolf is the basically the same thing.
Yeah, but you can only do it. One charge that regenerates. So you can only do it once per turn instead of 10 times or something.
Each turn, get a shot at 50 times.
Yeah, but still, Lone Wolf stealth device counters Riot is going to be a monster, and I'm gonna fly it.
Sure.
With maybe two strikers or something. I think that might be a thing.
Almost definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wanna talk about some of the pilots or something? It's something that you see. Just start with because we started with a Galactic Empire. Might all right. Just finish it. Anything you see with the gunboats?
Oh, you mean go point-wise?
Yeah, point-wise and upgrade-wise.
Off-class,
I don't see anything special. Kind of the same.
Yeah. What's the base cost on Rose today?
Okay, let's see. News with harpoons are 22 points. So 18 points.
So now they're cheaper.
Yeah, they're cheaper today. Wow.
They're at 35.
Wow. Oh, it's only a point cheaper though.
Sure, but cheaper.
Yeah,
I know. That's.
But for now, right. So point cheaper for the base ones.
Right.
Okay. The Lambda shuttle. She has become a little bit more expensive, at least the Omicron. The Omicron is 1 point more expensive.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm just... Windner is 41 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's 26 today.
Okay, so he's cheaper.
So he's down 11 points.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And Windner was fine. Good. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's not phenomenal, but he's fine.
Yeah. So is the Karsabi. Mm-hmm. He's 24, which comes out at 48. And now he's down to 39 in 2.0.
Wow.
So that's down like, 8-9 points.
Wow.
Roe is 21. It's down to, which would translate to 42. So and it's down to 37. So that's 5 points down. Wow. And the news are 35. And are 18 at the moment, so that's down 2.0.
Okay,
one.
So wow, that's
down.
Nice. Okay. That is one like they sizable. Didn't use the Star Vipers. Star Vipers. The gun pods enough. I mean, 3BQT.
Yeah.
All of those last time, they were used a lot. Okay, they must have a reason for this. I don't know.
Maybe they're costing. Did we?
Because I
want to see what the cost on, like munitions are. Jamming cannons.
Okay.
Heavy laser cannon is.
It's 4 points. Yeah, that's because it's only bullseye only.
Oh yeah, sure.
Ion cannon is 5 points, so cannons are more are cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. Missiles are 3 to 7 points.
So
that's basically the same.
Yeah.
Homing missile. Ah, okay. Homing missiles are cheap. They're like a point and a half. In 1.0 points.
Yeah.
Barrage rockets.
Barrage rockets.
rockets or seven.
Brass rockets? What are those?
They...
You need a double
missile. They take up two missile slots, yeah. So it's probably something like unguided rockets.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fair. Okay.
Torpedoes are... Proton torpedoes are 9 points.
Oh, wow.
So it's 4.5 in today's...
Yeah. There were 5 points, right? Protons.
Proton rockets.
No, torpedoes.
Proton torpedoes.
5 points, I think.
4 or 5.
Okay. Enough with the mumbling.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay.
Okay.
The Lambda. It's a little bit more expensive. At least the Omicron. 1 point comes in.
So, Lambda class.
I don't know.
Omicron.
Otherwise, he kind of looks like looks the same.
Gendon.
But then again, she has a the Lambda. She has a rear arc now, so. So she's more usable.
Yeah. The Kagi is cheaper.
Yeah. Okay.
The top pilot seem to be cheaper, less expensive. Because Kagi is 27 points.
Yeah, it probably differs because with those spaceships you were only seeing the no-named ones. They become maybe
cheaper ones.
Yeah, but the named ones become cheaper just to get them in the game. Okay, the V1, TIE Advanced, Grand Inquisitor. We have the Seventh Sister Inquisitor and the Baron of the Empire.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, the Inquisitor and Baron of the Empire, they're the same initiative 3, I think.
Yeah.
But you can see 6 points difference.
Yeah, because of the Force.
Yeah. So you're paying six points for the Force.
Yeah, and less a EPT, of course.
Yeah. So that's something.
I'm not even gonna compare points because that's not really comparable to the TIE Advanced prototype because it's such a revamp.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't compare. Okay. TIE Advanced.
Yeah.
Vader. 70 points.
A whopping 70.
70 points.
He used to be 29, so he's up 12 points.
A fully modified Vader with engine upgrade and the title and VI was 35 points. I used to fly, I was usually flying a 39 points Vader with harpoons.
Okay. So that's...
But you're gaining force points, but you're losing the engine upgrade.
All right. So it's kind of costed the same because he has the, you know, like the, what do you call it, the title thingy?
Yeah, title thingy, slot. Which is worse in 2.0 than it was in 1.0. Sure. But
I mean, it's toned down.
Toned down because of everything, yeah. But missing the engine upgrade, that shoots.
The Tempest is 1 point cheaper.
Okay.
The lowest.
Okay.
So the actual ship is kind of costed the same.
Okay.
But the Tempest in 2.0 has the title thing.
Yeah.
Added.
Yeah.
So it's really been reduced in points.
Yeah. But anyways, even though Vader costs 70, whopping 70 points in 2.0, I think Vader is going to be a monster.
Wait, so did the title come at 0 points or
1 point? No, the title was at 0 points, but he gave you that advanced targeting computer, which costed like 5 points, but it was 1 point for the TIE Advanced.
Yeah.
It was minus four points
for
our sister slot.
Okay.
But you could have, I don't know, some other system, but I'm not paying anything for it.
Sure,
but why would you?
Why would you? Okay.
So, Vader is going to be a monster. Even though he's missing the engine upgrade, you can you can have those afterburners. You can use that those three times in a game. Okay, you gotta fly him a little bit differently, but that's okay. I'm gonna miss my old Vader because I really, really like flying Vader.
Yeah.
But yeah, different times. No worries.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
I'm off the advanced. I'm way past that. Okay. I'm looking at the TIE Interceptor.
Oh yeah.
Soon it's cheaper. Costed less.
Yeah, I know.
It's less points.
You know, Soontir fell. It's 52 points. So it's 26 points in first edition. 27.
Soontir is 27.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he has a title. He gets boost limit. Ish.
Yeah. I mean, he has all kinds of link thingies.
When he does an action, he can boost or barrel.
Yeah.
So he has boost limit without getting the stress, but he can link to a stress as well. You can fly soon to your fell in second edition, I think, without putting a single modification on it.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
But he's got an EPT, so why?
He has an EPT. You can put Predator on it.
Yeah.
And that's gonna link really well with his ability, because both Predator and his ability is bullseye only.
Oh, yeah.
So you are going to be trying to fly him in the bullseye. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be fairly, I don't know, easy-ish to keep it in the bullseye. Because of the maneuverability?
Yeah, because all the other ships don't have maneuverability.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, all right. I think Predator. Predator, and he's able to, I don't know, put two modifications.
I think you're going to have to fix the Interceptor point-wise pretty soon after launch.
It looks like it's going to be really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't know what modifications to put on. Stealth device.
Why the hell not?
Yeah. I don't know. Afterburners.
Sure.
Just. Yeah, I know. But,
why?
But because it's a free action. The afterburners. If you go fast and you really need to boost and barrel and do a evade action or something.
Sure.
You can.
It's a tactical scrambler.
It's the new thing. Tactical scrambler.
Yeah, it's a 2-point mod.
Yeah, it's a non-torse card. 2.0.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. The TIE Reaper. Okay. I gotta talk about the TIE Reaper in 1.0. I'm just going to say it, Major Vermel. I'm not going to say it's borderline OP, because it's OP.
There's nothing borderline about it.
Nothing borderline about it. If you have... I've been testing out Vermel with Soontir, and Vermel has ISB slicers and Krennic.
Yeah.
Then I've been testing out the third ship. What ship to
bring along? With the two.
Yeah, I'm gonna try out the Interceptor now with the third ship as a second bomb. I was using a Palp shuttle as well. That was okay, but yeah, Vermel.
Oh, you're gonna try out the advanced prototype. You have been trying the.
No, I haven't tried it. No, not the prototype. I haven't tried the.
No, you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna try
the Inquisitor next time.
But yeah, Vermel with ISB slicers, VI, and Krennic, and optimized prototype on Soontir. It's a crazy, crazy synergy.
Yep.
And if you fly it well enough. Oh, you gotta fly it though. That's the thing. But wow. people always go for Suntir Fell or the shuttle or something else. They might go for Krennic, but hey, Krennic is really, really maneuverable. What did I say?
Krennic.
Oh, sorry.
He's an upgrade there.
Oh, sorry, yeah. But he punches so hard. He gets his pseudo focus. He can change a blank to a hit. And he has a focus. If he hasn't sliced with the ISB slicer, which you usually do, he gets the target lock from Suntir. So he's basically hitting. I think, yeah, I calculated it out. It was like 85% chance to hit three hits. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And the guy you're shooting at, he doesn't have any modifications.
Yeah, because you sliced it.
I sliced it. It's, yeah, it's broken. It's a broken mechanic, and it's okay because first edition is coming to an end, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but you can jam in second edition as well.
Yeah, but it's not as powerful. It doesn't stay till the next turn.
Yeah, but it strips.
It strips. Yeah, but it's range one only instead of range one
to two.
To two
in arc and in arc, range yeah. one in turret range.
Yeah. So it's not as good, but it's good though.
Fair.
Okay. Enough about the Reaper. The
base cost on the generics are basically the same.
Yeah. It's a new ship, then probably.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that imbalanced. No. Right off the gate.
Okay, the TIE Aggressor. I don't know. Do you want to talk about the TIE Aggressor? Does anyone care about the TIE Aggressor?
What is the TIE Aggressor?
You can't put TLT on it anymore. No. So I don't think anyone but
you
cares.
You can put.
Yeah, you can maybe ion cannon turret or something.
Yeah, it's got EPT turret, double missiles, gunner slot, mods.
Okay.
Mod.
The Punisher.
But it's costed less. But yeah. A lot less.
It's shit. No one was using it.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was bad. I tried it out a few
yeah,
times.
Yeah, okay, if you take away
work.
The TOT, it doesn't have a lot of uses, so maybe it should be cost less. Mm-hmm. But the Signer Specialist is in A-Wing territory.
Yeah.
It's 30 points in 2.0.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A-Wing is 15 points with the Chardon refit.
Yeah.
Just base.
Mm-hmm. So it's a cheap filler.
Yeah. 15 points.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
They must know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And if not, they're just going to change the point cost.
Fine.
Okay. The Tide Punisher, they have all the slots.
Yes.
And everything. And they're cheaper, and the dial is much better. I know that. And
you only have 3 Punishers.
Yeah.
3 pilots.
But the bad thing about the Punishers, they look so ugly on the table.
Yeah, like a clump of metal.
Yeah.
Going to die.
Okay.
Defend. And it's a lot cheaper.
Defenders. Talk about the defenders.
I don't. They're gonna be ruining my enjoyment.
Countess Riot is 86 points.
Yeah.
86 points of pure godliness, I think.
Hey, just take Vessery and Riot. That's your list.
Yeah, basically. Vessery and Riot. Yeah.
My four X-Wings gonna have a field day with them.
The best thing is you can't. Yeah, okay, you can put an Academy pilot with him.
Alright, I mean, you want to upgrade him a little bit.
Yeah.
Vessery and Riot.
Is that going to be the list?
Double defenders?
Double defenders instead of double phantoms?
I don't think so. You're going to have a defender and friends.
Yeah, probably.
That's going to be the archetype.
But we know a guy who's going to fly double defenders.
Only, yes.
Yes.
We know. He's been flying double defenders since they came out. No, I mean defenders, yeah. Not double defenders.
Since before they were cool?
Yeah. Way before they were cool.
Ah. But the Vessery and Riot, still, those two ships, it might be a murderous list.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, both these pilots together are 174 points base.
Yeah. Both of them can take have a system slot, so both of them can have a fire control system.
Sure. And you don't need fire control on Vessery.
No, of course you don't. Fire control on Riot.
Yep.
Which means she just takes a target lock and she doesn't have to spend it. Because
or
you just keep the target lock and you're allowed to re-roll one die without taking the target lock.
That's right.
Or something.
Just keeps it. It's fine.
But they have a cannon slot. I don't know why you should use it. Maybe, okay, have a laser cannon, maybe, if you have them in bullseye, because heavy laser is cheap now.
Yeah, I mean, it has a green bank now.
Yeah.
Blue bank,
Blue bank, yeah. And they have EPTs, so there are a lot of good EPTs out there. Okay, TIE Fighters. Regular TIE Fighters. I'm really, really excited about TIE Fighters. Howl Runner cost 40 pounds now. It's 2 points more expensive.
Oh yeah,
actually 4 points more expensive.
4 points in 2.0 speed.
So, but her ability works on herself now. Yeah, so she's not blanking out every time.
No.
Which means she becomes an even more of a target probably.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter because she has by her side Aiden Versio.
Yeah.
Yeah, the character from the Battlefield. The Battlefront, sorry. Battlefront, the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Battlefront 2.
And you want to iterate what her...
She just basically eats one damage if you shoot at someone else. Say, you're going to, hey, I'm going to one-shot Howl Runner out of the board. And Aiden just says no.
So she has like a selflessness.
No, she just takes disappear. That damage and makes it nothing.
So she has Lorik's ability.
Not one damage, the whole attack. So let's say,
what?
Yeah, once in the whole game. So
let's say for a TIE Swarm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without taking the damage. Okay. She doesn't take the damage, it just goes away.
Yeah, that's
it's that one crucial round for Howl Runner.
I'd say.
But Aiden Versio costs the same as Howl Runner, but still, that ability is so good. Wampa has a new ability. I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
That's not going to a lot of detail.
No. Ah, we are so...
Carry
okay.
Pilot is 23 points.
Okay, TIE Phantoms. TIE Phantoms are cheap.
Did you hear that?
What?
Academy pilots are cheaper. By a half point.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. I remember. Okay, TIE Phantoms. A lot cheaper, like they're supposed to be, because they lost everything.
A red TIE. They lost...
And the advanced cloaking device, sure. They lost that.
Yeah, the cloaking is.
Yeah.
Different.
So, Whisper is 52 points, which is, 26 points. Echo is 25. Now 50, sorry. So, Sigmas and Imdar test pilots, they might be usable though.
Yeah, Whisper used to be 32.
Yeah.
Sigma used to be 25.
Yeah.
So,
okay, TIE Bombers. Anything you see there? They have everything.
Yeah, they have everything.
And do you see that? We have bombers with more than one bomb slot.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. TIE Stragglers, we already talked about those. The Decimator.
Yep.
Sure. Why not? I don't know.
Rear Admiral Chirnu cost the same as Vessery.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Sweet, sweet.
Yep.
That's Imperials. That was way too long.
What the actual?
What?
Okay, here's a benchmark for you. The TIE fighter, the cheapest TIE fighter,
is
23 points. The Headhunter for Scum is 24 points.
Yeah. But he has the illicits.
I don't care. It's a terrible ship. The TIE fighter is so much better.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Okay, and
I agree.
So the Zed in Rebels.
But then again,
the Zed in Rebels is 23 points.
Yeah. But then again, they have the missile slot, and you can shoot more than one missile.
Granted, they have a barrel now, even though it's red.
Oh yeah, yeah, they do.
Okay.
Should we
just having
talk about the Rebel Alliance a little bit? The B-Wing?
Well, maybe. How many minutes are we into this? Do we want to do the whole thing?
Let's do it just quickly. I don't know. I don't want to keep this until next time.
No, because then it'll be old news.
Yeah.
How long are we into?
50 minutes. So.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to do this.
Yeah.
Fast.
Okay. B-Wings. B-Wings are cheaper?
Wait. The ASF-01 B-Wing.
Okay, yes, yeah, sure. Whatever.
The B-Wing. B-Wings used to be 22 points, the generic, and now it's 42, so it's a point cheaper in 1.0.
Speed. Yeah. Alright. But he gained something. The dial was a little bit better.
No, it's got the there one were more reds.
He got the one talon and stuff. Yeah.
They were just going all out in the very tight corners, jousting.
Okay.
So okay, maybe it'll be something. It'll be fun to try and put it on the table.
I think Tannum got the Kian Farlander ability.
All
right. I think so. Okay. Braylon Stram. I have no idea what she does in the B-Wing.
Me either.
I don't remember everything.
I'm very disconnected from X-Wing news at the moment.
No, I've read everything, but it's just too much to digest, and I don't have everything in front of me.
Yeah, I just need an app so I can.
Yeah, where's the app? There's been like 24 hours or something.
Oh, more.
Yeah, more.
48.
No, not that long.
This dropped 2 days ago.
No, it was yesterday.
It's Monday.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Where's the app?
Where is the
guys?
App.
We're waiting.
Come on, man.
Is it not?
Pick it up.
Huh.
Okay.
Isn't anyone paying you?
All right.
Okay.
Arc
170.
They're basically costing the same, although the point cost drops off at the named higher pilot skill ones.
Okay.
It's just basically a trend that we're seeing. Then we're back to Ibtam is flying an ARC now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Used to be a B-Wing pilot.
Yeah.
Garen Drees.
Oh yeah.
Garen, he was in a Y-Wing. X-Wing pilot.
Was it X-Wing? Not a Y-Wing? I don't remember.
Garen.
It's Rebels.
He's a PS6. He's a PS6 X-Wing pilot.
Okay.
Spending focus. Right.
Okay. Attack shuttle.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. No one cares.
I don't know. Don't discount the small, cheap rebel ships. They will fuck you up.
Yeah, okay, SEP. for the sap cost. 34 points, so,
yeah,
it's,
so it's
17.
You should be 18.
Okay. The Wookiee gunship. Lorik. Lorik is 52 points, so 26 points in first edition. He does the same. He has the same 180 firing arc.
Yeah.
The dial is just about the same.
Yeah, I think so.
But he gained, what was it? He gained a turn or something. I think the dial was even better.
He lost the one speed of a forward.
Oh yeah, but he gained the hard stop, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But the you know, the reinforce has been nerfed slightly. So that'll be interesting to see. The Kashyyyk, the lowest
Lorik
PS
was
24.
But what did Lorik cost before? 20?
28.
So Lorik is cheaper now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's fine. The names are cheaper. All of the names are cheaper.
I don't care. Except it's a Wookiee.
Sure.
It's Lorik.
Kashyyyk
and
is
Lorik is the it's a baseline in almost every rebel list.
That might change.
Okay.
The Kashyyyk Defender is 2 points cheaper and 1 point speed. Basically the same.
Okay.
Y-wings.
Nora Vaxlians is in a Y-wing.
Ben Verlaine.
Yeah, and do you see that Horton has an EPT?
Yeah, he has an EP. That's I'm so grateful for that because you could not imagine the world of shit on the internet if he didn't have an EPT.
No, I know.
And also, there is a Gold Squadron. Dion is probably pleased.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. But can you see that? The K-Wing, we have an Isiki Tuketu.
Wait.
It's 50 points, but Miranda is 48 points, so it's 24 points base. Now, which means...
she sucks?
No, she doesn't really suck, but...
Oh yeah, she's cheaper and... You know.
For that price, she actually might be pretty decent.
Oh yeah, I mean, she was nerfed hard.
Oh yeah, but she got a huge points reduction.
Sure, but I want to note that the lowest pilot in the Y-Wing used to be 18, and the Grey Squadron bomber is now 32, which is 2 points less in 1.0 speed.
Yeah, so 4 points cheaper.
Yeah, 4 points in 2.0.
Yeah.
Okay, and back to the K-Wing. Miranda.
Or BTL S8 K-Wing.
Yeah, BTL.
And BTL, upgrade
isn't
slot.
That a sandwich?
Yeah.
S8. Alright. SAE 2.
No, that's BLT. So.
Ah, it's BLT. Oh. Almost a sandwich.
Almost the same. But you know what? We're going to make an alt art.
Yeah. She's going to be a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich is massive. And
what was her points cost?
29.
So, oh wow, she's 25 now. So it's 10 points.
Yeah,
takes off, and that's massive.
Yeah, I mean, you won't be having TLT. You won't be having her massive.
No, it's she's gonna be a lot cheaper, and she's not gonna be that powerhouse. But
one thing that I notice, she has a gunner slot, and a crew slot. That might be something. That's something Miranda lovers like myself can work with.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And they got a torpedo, two missiles, double bombs. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna fill a different role. Mm-hmm. Not so much of a point fortress. Maybe a very rugged first attacker.
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, E-Wing. We have Korn, he has the same ability, but that's, I think, Bullseye only.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Putting the massive talents of the pilots into the
And the E-wings, they can't grab a target lock at range one.
Yeah,
but it doesn't say at range zero, so they might be bumped. Shoot, I don't know if they
bump. Okay, sure, and then have advanced sensors the turn after. They can start with target locking and then getting the hell out of there.
Yeah,
sure. That's a kind of
that's possible.
Possible, but not something you'd wanna try to work into your game.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe. All right, the E-wings. Do you wanna check out the cost?
But the E-wing. Well, we've been told they are really, really good in second edition.
Holy, yeah, they must be, because Korn is 74 points.
Yeah.
He used to be 35.
Yeah, so it's 4 points.
Yeah, in 2.0 speak.
Yeah.
4 points up.
Yeah.
All right, must have been. I mean, all of the high initiative guys have been lowered in cost, except for the maybe defenders.
Defenders.
Which got a massive boost.
Yeah.
And Korn.
Yeah.
And let me see.
They got an extra shield, I think, or an extra hull. I don't know. Remember?
Something. Okay. That's the ship that got the boost in Rebel Squad.
Then we have the Hawk.
I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, they got a massive boost.
They got an overhaul.
Oh, a really really nice overhaul.
It should also.
And you see that Jan Ars. It's the most expensive one, costs only 42 points.
Yeah, so that's 26
points in first edition. And they have
No, Janors is 25 points.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 8 points.
8 points down.
In 2.0.
Yeah.
And the Rebel Scout is 32.
And a massive boost.
Yeah, massive boost, and the Rebel Scout point-wise is the lowest initiative.
Yeah, pilot, and 16?
It stays the same point cost.
Yeah.
32 from 16, which is the same.
Then we go to your favorite.
Jake, you really love me.
Yeah. Jake is 40 points.
It's 40 points.
Yeah.
That is the point reduction. I mean,
yeah.
It's just similar. He used to be 24. And he should be 48, and he's 40 now.
Yeah.
So he's down 8 points, which is really the trend that we've been seeing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. High initiative pilots.
Yeah.
And the Phoenix Squadron, 15. Which is the lowest, is 3 points, which comes down to 15, which is the same as a prototype now after the chart and refit.
Yeah.
And same as cheapest aggressor.
Yeah. But you can see they only get a single EPT instead of two.
Yeah, no title.
So no snap crack or something.
I'm disappointed. They should have three red dice. I don't know. If it's in the pool side, they should get an extra die. I don't know. Something.
Just totally okay, reckless. That would have been cool to work out.
Yeah.
With the pool side. Okay. The Shirabit, the Fenral is 52.
Which is
they have.
Same?
Ezra has a force slot. Okay, I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, that's the Shirabit has been raised considerably in points cost. Fenral used to be 20 points.
52, wow.
26, so he's...
Wow, 12 points.
2.0 speak. AP5, pretty much the
same. Let's just say it like it is. Fenral deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
He was way too cheap.
Yeah. Ezra, a little bit of a increase in points. Zeb, same points. AP5, same points.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they decided the shitty beat was undercosted,
mm-hmm.
which is probably fair.
Okay, X-Wings. Luke, you're paying a lot for Luke. 62 points
for a T-65.
Yeah. But Luke is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
Might just be really, really, really good.
He gets a force charge every time you shoot at him. So
yeah, that's really good.
He can spend the force charge every single time you shoot him.
Which is basically his pilot ability now.
Yeah.
So he keeps the pilot ability.
Yeah, but it's
but if he has
really good
force upgrade, he can also use that to.
Oh yes.
So he might be a badass.
He will be a badass.
Yeah. So he is up from 28 points up to 31 points in 1.0 speak. So he's been increased in points by 3.
But Luke is not the guy I'm really excited about. I'm excited about Wedge.
I'm always excited about Wedge.
I wasn't really excited about Wedge until I saw he costs only 52 points.
52 points.
For a really hard hitter.
Yeah. So just, he's 52 points.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be 29.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he's down to 26, so he's reduced by 3 points or 6 points, depending on where you're looking from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it should be costed in 1.0.
Yeah. Okay, Bix. Bix's ability is almost the old Bix because it's once per round, I think.
And what is the new Bix ability?
Same as the old one. It can mitigate one shot, but it's once per round.
One shot.
I think it's a single charge which he regenerates once a round. I think so.
So it goes from always to once per game to once per round. So they went back on it a little bit.
Yeah, but once a round is really the old picks. If you're mitigating one shot in every
this
single round,
you just have to shoot.
You picks. Just have to shoot down picks.
Ah, that's okay. We'll see. Okay.
And we have a lot of X-wing pilots here.
I don't want to go through all of them.
No. Okay.
The base guys are 41 points.
Yeah.
The blue squadron escort and the caverning angel zealot.
The only difference between them is, I think,
the pilot skill.
I think the blue squadrons are initiative 2, while the cavern angels are initiative 1.
And the cavern angels have a licit upgrade.
Licit upgrade, yeah.
So they're lower PS, but gained a very interesting upgrade thingy.
Yeah.
And Kobe Spirato has an illicit, and Levon Tensa has one, and so 4 X-Wing pilots have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. That's going to bring flavor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The TIE Fighters. The Rex cost 32, which is the same. I think he cost 16 points in 1.0.
Before we go on to it, the point I was trying to make with 41 points.
Yeah, you can't fit 5 of them.
You can only fit 4 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I told you earlier.
Yeah,
this
episode. I just want to make the point. 41 points.
Okay.
Even though it's reduced, it's not really the upgrade thing. All right.
Okay. The TIE Fighters. Okay. Rex 32, I think, is the same.
No, it used to be 15.
15, okay, sorry. Okay. The U-Wing.
No, sorry. Rex is 14.
14? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's a little bit...
considerable bump in points.
Yeah.
So they range from 26 to 32 points. And that is kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Zeb is 13 points, which is on par with Zeb's 26.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shokatano is 17 points, which is kind of in the vicinity of Captain Rex's 32 now, and we have no Ashoka in 2.0.
No.
All right, so same ish.
Okay, U-Wing. I I've never flown a U-wing, so.
What's a U-wing? Oh, right, saw ship.
Never mind. I know Half Topper.
Half Topper.
Yeah, I think he won a national somewhere, a regional.
Probably.
National. No, didn't won when he was top four or something. Yep.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah, honorable mentions. Okay, should we talk about the U-wing?
The points on the U-wing is basically the same.
Yeah, okay. But
minor decrease in points, like a half point on the lowest. So
yeah, but the U-wing is a medium base now, so
yeah.
Okay, VCX Kanan costs 90 points. That's something.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus! Oh wow!
I saw something. Okay. Okay. Whatever.
What the.
Nothing.
Force?
No.
Thingy on
Kanan? No.
No, what?
Nothing.
What do you see?
Yeah, nothing there. I'm just going to talk about it later.
We're going to come to it. I'm excited. All right,
Kanan so is 90 points. He has all the upgrades.
Yep.
Except EPT. Okay. Or talent slots. It's called.
Yeah, but he's got a four slot.
He has a four slot.
And he has... The VCX has two crew slot and a gunner slot.
Yeah.
And a turret slot.
Yeah.
And you can dock a ship to it.
Yeah. And you can shoot at the back if you dock a ship.
Yeah, but only with the attack value of the docked ship.
Yeah, but that can be three.
Sure.
Three dice. So.
Yeah.
Okay. The modified YT-1300 light freighter.
Don't want to know the points spread. The Lothal Rebel is based, point costed exactly the same.
Yep. Okay, 70 points. Yep. Okay, Han is 92 and Lando as well.
That is a lot of points.
92, yeah. That's okay.
46. That's the same.
Though. Yeah.
92. Okay.
Okay. Then we have the YT-2400 light freighter. Das Render, 100 points. 100 points.
Yeah.
And Lipo is 98.
That's not good there.
Wow. Yeah, so they're basically saying don't use Das Render, or at least don't put any upgrades on it.
Oh yeah, you will. You will put Gunner,
the
EBT.
Yeah, someone calculated. I saw it somewhere online.
So yep.
Someone calculated it with having Death Render with Luke Gunner, Lone Wolf, and something else. He was costing it 172 points.
Fuck. Luke Gunner is 30 points.
Yeah, I know. It was costed like 172 points.
172.
It's not a two ship meta now. It's a single ship meta. Single ship meta.
That's nice. Jesus. You could put yeah. Kanan crew is 14 points.
Yeah.
Wall is 13 points.
Yeah, the Outrider title is 14 points.
But you know there's going to be people flying.
Oh, yeah.
Fully kitted dash. Yeah, and
of course.
And A Z.
It's basically the only thing you can fit with it.
Okay. TIE Fighter, Captain Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But if you only have one Death Render, you have a dead Death Render. Even with all the upgrades.
Oh, yeah, because its maneuverability has been hampered. So, build your list carefully.
Okay, Headhunter.
Headhunter's
23 points. We talked about that earlier.
Yep, so it's similarly costed down as the TIE Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Kraken is slightly down on points, from 19 down to 36.
Okay.
Which is like a point.
Hmm.
1.0 speak. Mm-hmm. Blount is down 2 points. And the Talas are down half point. Alright, whatever. And then we have a lot of upgrades. Notable is the Millennium Falcon title is 6 points now, instead of the usual one. Phantom title is two points, so it's an A point. Ghost is zero.
Selfless is 3 points instead of two.
Yeah.
Luke gunner slot 30 is points. 30 points. Han gunner slot is 12.
Yeah.
Ezra gunner is 18.
Yeah, so gunners are expensive. Extra shots will cost you a premium.
Yeah. Or those aren't really extra shots.
In some cases.
In some cases. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
So
scum? Since we talk about scum, do you see anything? R2 is 8 points, right?
R2.
R2-D2. 8 points, yeah.
8 points.
Same as now, but he has charges now.
Yeah, so
three charges, I think.
A 3-shield upgrade.
Yeah.
Hampering maneuverability in those ones.
No, it's not hampering anything.
Oh. You don't have to do a green?
No, you don't have to you do don't a green. Oh, you just spend a charge and you gain a no shot. So then you can't shoot that round.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. The IGs. 70 points. So it's 35 points. They were 34 earlier, I think.
No. Were they?
Yeah, they were 33 because you couldn't fit three of them. I think it was 34 points. Just okay. So you couldn't fit three of them.
For sure. 36. Points.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Alright.
Okay, so that's a reduction.
Yeah, slight.
Yep. And they're medium base now.
Doesn't really matter. You can only fit two of them.
Yeah, you can only fit two of them. And we know a guy who's going to fly them.
Yep. And it's not the world champion.
No.
Jesper.
Okay. The Y-Wings, we talked about those.
Yeah.
These
Y-Wings have an illicit slot. Gun 18.
Sure. Okay. We customized YT-1300.
Yeah.
Han Solo cost 54 points. It's a lot cheaper than the other one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come down from 90.
Wow.
To
92.
So.
To 54. Okay.
So I think will suffice. It'll not be the hammer and scum.
No. It's a different kind of ship. Yeah. Definitely. The escape craft.
Oh, there you go.
Autopilot drone, only 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's
20.
It's a.
So Han with a Lando will be 80 points in the escape craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Fang fighters.
Fenrau. Fenrau is going to be a monster. Wow. He has the same ability. You can still punch a 5 dice attack at someone.
That's a lot of dice coming in 2.0.
Yes. Yes. It is.
And
I think Fenrau is going to be one of the scum ability powerhouses.
I mean, Fenrau is 68 points.
Yeah.
He's 28 now in 1.0.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out at 56. Yeah. So it's 12 points up or 6 points.
He has an EPT, he has a torpedo slot, but he doesn't have a modification slot.
That's fine. So, protectorates, the Fang Fighters have a little bit of boost in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The Fire Spray. Boba is 80 points.
Very anticipated.
And the Fire Spray has everything. He even has a boost now and a medium base.
They do not have a gunner slot.
No.
I kind of expected it to have a gunner
That's
slot.
True. Wow, okay.
Because, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Boba Fett is 80 points, and which is
40.
12 points less than his nemesis, or his prey, depending on what you're looking at, how you look at it. And it used to be 39 points.
So it's a
little bit of boost.
A little bit of boost, yeah.
Which is fine, because, I mean, it's a little, yeah, it's a considerable boost because he's the highest pilot skill, which have been reduced in points mostly. Mm-hmm. So, with the boost of the fire spray, it costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's a medium base.
And then I'm going to say that this is the second powerhouse of the Skull and Villainy. That's Boba Fett. And I think Boba fan lists are going to be really popular.
Yeah. That might be true.
Boba fan both kitted out with something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I don't know what's going to go with them. Something.
Yeah. One interesting thing, though, with the boost of the fire spray, the Mandalorian mercenary in current game is 35 points. And now he's down to 66.
Okay.
So
4 points reduction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the highest pilot skill is costed more.
Yeah.
Is there any upgrades or something that we're missing? Something that Boba has.
No, but I think it's because of that boost action. You're paying for the boost action because of the higher pilot skill. The boost action, it works so much better. Okay. The G1A Starfighter. I remember the abilities were really good. I don't remember what they were, though. So, I remember thinking the G1A might be a cool ship to fly.
Both
for Lum and Suckers.
Yeah. All of the ships have got considerable reduction in points.
Yeah, that's so obvious because no one was using them, not even Trade.
Yeah, that's it. Guess it wasn't janky enough.
No.
Alright, over to Hawks.
Hawks, both Pelop and Torquil made it.
I guess the G1A Starfighter is kind of like a B-Wing.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the three red dice,
mm-hmm.
it's got a certain something, but mm-hmm. doesn't quite cut it.
No, that's true.
Goes down too fast, goes around too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we weren't talking about the Hawk.
No, we talked about the Hawk.
Yeah.
I just said Pelop Days Boner. What was he flying in 1.0?
Same.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the 23.7 pilot skill Hawk.
23 points? He costs 36 now.
Yeah. Yeah, the Spice Runner, I mean the Hawk got an extra red dice, more maneuvers.
Yeah, what did Pelop cost?
Pelop was 20.
20, okay.
So he's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, 2 points cheaper. Okay.
But his ability now is what? He steals the focus and gets it?
It's the same, I think, as it was.
Okay.
He stole the focus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just why he was so good in the Atani meta.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Jumpmasters. Dengar, 64 points.
64 points. That's not a lot.
32 points.
Let me see. We have the title.
Title is
10 Gunner Crews Astromax.
Title. Punishing one. 8 points. It's only 8 points. He costed 12 points in 1.0.
Yeah.
So. It's cost a lot less.
Yeah, Dengar 64. That's got to 72.36 points
with the title.
Yeah, but and now he's got a torpedo slot.
He has a torpedo slot, and he has a
crew
slot.
DVDs. All right.
And actually, when this Cost article less. Came out, he didn't have a crew slot, even though the title said that you would lose the crew slot. So, normal FFG.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But the funny thing with the Jumpmasters, they have a turret, but they don't have the bow tie turret. They only have a single. They can shoot anywhere with that single one. Where the point is not a bow tie. And then, but Dengar's ability only works in front arc. So you're just flying Dengar as a front arc ship.
That's fine.
But they got a real, real good nerf in the dial as well.
Yeah. The dial has been, kicked.
Yeah, but still, if you think about that dial, it was really, really good. Really, really good.
Insanely.
For a turret ship.
Yeah. For a barreling big ship turret.
If you think about that ship
only
as a front arc ship, how good was that dial? You had that one sloop, I know that, but everything else.
You had the one heart. One of it was green.
Mm-hmm.
And a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Did they keep the barrel? Do you remember?
No, I think.
Was it red?
I think it was red, yeah.
Might be. In any case, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Costs considerably less, and it has a little bit of restrictions to his abilities.
Yeah, but
nerfs and but it'll be
less. Different. Yeah, but the contracted scout costs more.
Oh yeah,
you can't fit four of them.
26. That's nice.
You know what would have been really, really cheeky for FFG? Just cost them 51.
Yeah, I would like that.
Just for the FU.
Yeah. Or just integrated title if you run two or more in a list at 1.2.
Okay. The Kirax. Kirax.
Talon Bane Cobra is there.
50
costs it a little bit less. I mean, it's kind of hard to compare because of the title and the cost reduction on all the cards.
But he's only at least the 5 instead of where he should be 6.
It's not super.
So, but 5 I think is a great spot to be.
Sure.
But there are a lot of ship in 5.
Yeah. He used to be 28.
Initiative 6 is somewhat, that's more of a
elite
now.
Elite club.
I mean, you had in first edition, every other pilot was pilot skill 9.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So, Talibane.
I mean, with the PS race and the eye and stuff. Yeah. But now it's a club.
It's a really, really
elite club.
Elite club, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have Grass, Victor Hell, Justero, Vaxonase, and Cartel.
The Marauder is the same points.
Yeah, and all of them have points. 3 multi-class slots.
Yeah.
So, that's something.
That is something. Keep the multi-slots, and I'm guessing they don't have a title, so they just cost the same as any other ship. So,
okay.
Lancers.
Asaas, 84 points. She has she's a force charge instead of an EPT.
Yeah.
Obviously, because.
Yep. She's a force user. And
she's
up from her current 38
to whopping 84.
Yeah. So that's a boost of 3 or 6, depending.
Mm-hmm.
And the base one is 33 now, and the base one Shadowborn Hunter is 64 points. Yeah. So that's a reduction.
Yeah. It's a baseline we're seeing.
I mean, she's a force user, she should get...
Yeah. I mean, Ketsu is 74. And Ketsu was higher pile skill one.
Oh yeah, I actually took the cost of Ketsu when I was comparing. Yeah. But they switched seats in the initiative order, so... The Zaz was 37. Ketsu is 74. So... The old Azaz and the new Ketsu is the same points.
Yeah, but Azaz is initiative 4. I think Ketsu is initiative 5.
Yeah, they switch seats in the initiative list. Looks like it. So...
Okay. The M12 El Kimogila. Tirani, Kulda, Dalen, Oberos, and Carpool Executioner. Nothing new there.
Base model is...
They're cheaper, right?
Base model is the same points.
Yeah. Tirani is cheaper.
Tirani Kulda is... She used to be 27.
Now she's 50. Cheaper.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Tirani Kulda. I mean, yeah.
And I think Dale the dial is better. 25. I think the dial is a lot better in tomorrow for the keeper deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
M3A
Interceptor, Suizu.
Okay. The other cheap ship for...
But it's 35, the cheapest one. No, sorry, 29. The Cartel Spacer.
29.
You know who's going to be happy now? Back to tiles, guys. Asa and Adam. Because Sunny Bounder is here.
MVP.
MVP, yeah. Right. Yeah, the Cardinal Spacer is 29 points, so it's 14 and a half. It was 15, right?
It was 14.
14, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but with the Light Cheek upgrade, you could get it down to 12.
Yeah, but I think...
They don't have the Light Cheek.
They don't have the Light Cheek. Okay. The Quadrajet Transfer Space Tug. Yeah.
Quad jumper.
Yeah. They are an interesting ship.
Always have been.
Yeah, but in second edition, I think they are even more interesting.
Sure. Now they've got the two perk backwards.
Yep.
And
all of them. All of them have this space tuck title in them.
Yeah. Which is. This is
so. Yeah. Which means if you can put one, maybe two in a list with you, with some heavy hitters.
Yeah, just to mess up your game.
Yeah, just to mess up the opponent's game.
Sure. I would do that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not going to put my money where my
mouth is, though. both of that two dice attack and the two agility is actually going to matter now.
It might, yeah.
Two dice attack is... It's not great, but it's okay in second edition.
It has a chance of actually achieving something.
Yeah, definitely. In first edition, if you have two dice, you're not doing anything. Nothing. Nada.
At all.
All right. Except if you have snapshot and crackshot.
And what? Op-spec specialist?
Op-specs, yeah.
Give everybody focus by missing? Sure, that's fabulous. Okay, the Jakku Gunrunner comes in at 15 and 1.0.
So it's cheaper. 28.
Yeah. No, it's 28. A point cheaper.
Great. You can fly all four of them. No, you have five. Sorry. You have five. You can fly five of them.
That's a lot of space ducks. All right.
Okay. Skirk.
Skirk, Bomber.
Okay, let's just not talk about the Skirk, okay?
It's a lot cheaper. Name is 52 points instead of his usual 30. The Log Revenant is slightly cheaper from 24 down to 46, which is like 2 points.
stupid.
Did they lose anything? Did they? How's the dial? What's the dial?
I mean, they don't have the same. They don't get the TLT. They don't get the insane bombs. Bomb timings have been changed.
Okay. Okay.
Missile timing have been changed. Effectiveness have been changed.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So they have been nerfed just by, you know.
Here's someone I'm going crazy about. Guri.
Ah, yeah. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, yeah. Initiative 5 now, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
Same number, but way up there.
Way up there, yeah. 62 points. That's not enough. Not a lot. 31 points.
I mean, Guri used to be 30 points. Yeah. So, basically the same. But with a considerable boost to her initiative.
Yep.
And
she has an EPT, the sensor, torpedo modification, and the title.
Yeah, one of the few ships that can get a focus and a calculate token.
Yeah.
In the same round, naturally. Same round.
Yeah.
So Zeiser is lower in the initiative. Is 54 down.
No, we don't 31. Know if Sizer might be initiative 5 as well.
I mean,
it's here in cost or not initiative.
But he's.
Wang Chuku.